When you make a mistake against Beecher, they make you pay very quickly. 15-11, Harrison Kramer coast to coast. This one's tipped off the backboard.
Here comes goaltending.
Here come the Beecher Bucks. Pulls up from the free throw line. That would be number 11, Ernest Sanders. The freshman hits the two. 17-11. Suddenly it's a six-point lead for the Beecher Bucks once again. Hunter Bone gets the ball up the court, facing Jordan Rowland.
Just like that, down by six, 17-11.
Mike Kemp, left wing, back up to Macklin Gettle, to the right wing to Hunter Bone, being guarded by Rowland. Back up to Harrison Kramer, top of the key. He hits another three. 6 points off of two threes for Harrison Kramer, 17-14. Ellison goes coast to coast, and when he was trying to go for the pass on the right side of the lane, he is fouled. It'll be Beecher ball underneath their own basket, far right side of your radio.
I think they caught, is that Michael?
Goes against Tyler Heckroth.
Heckroth.
His first, USA's third. Substitution USA, the sophomore, 5'8 sophomore, Micah Kramer, number 11, checks in, replaces older brother, Harrison Kramer. Jalen Terry sits down for Beecher. They feed it into number 22, Levine Blake, high post into the left corner. Inside to the left block, back up to the far right corner to Ellison. Dives inside the lane, rejected, and rebounded by Macklin Gettle. USA trails by just 3 points, 17-14, 3 minutes left in the first. Hunter Bone, top of the key. To Micah Kramer, right wing. To Mike Kemp, high post. Spins into the lane, the floater is in for 2 points. He faced off with Levane Blake, and he won. 17-16. Beecher leading by 1 point. High post. Rowland inside the lane. The floater is good. He has five. Flint Beecher out by three. 19-16. 2.5 left in the first. Hunter Bone across the timeline. Right to left across the radio are the white jersey USA Patriots. Hunter Bone down the left side of the lane. Kicks it over to the left wing to Micah Kramer. Back up to Tyler Heckroth. Pops the three. No. Rebound brought in by Ernest Sanders. Here come the Flint Beecher Bucks. Into the far right corner to Rowland. Short jump shot on the baseline. No good. Rebound Mike Kemp. Eighth rebound for USA tonight. Five on the defensive side. 2 minutes remain in the first quarter. 19-6. Beecher by three. Hunter Bone down the right side of the lane. Tries to feed it in. Off balance, and it's going to be a turnover. Fifth of the night for USA. Here comes Jordan Rowland inside the lane, and on his way up, he is fouled. And he'll be rewarded with two shots. This will be the fourth team foul against USA, and it will be the first against Mike Kemp. Isaiah Williamson already on the bench with two fouls, and it looks like we'll have a substitution for USA after this first free throw. That'll be Zach Fritz, a 6'1" junior, as well as Harrison Kramer. First free throw from Rowland is good. 2-for-2 from the charity stripe for 6 points altogether. Fritz and Harrison Kramer back in. Hunter Bone and Mike Kemp sit out. 1:48 left in the first. It's Beecher 20, USA 16. At the free throw line, Jordan Rowland, the senior, number three. Two-time state champion, trying to make it a third, and he makes that one as well. He has seven. Beecher by five. Their largest lead of the night was 10 when it was 11-1 very early. Tyler Heckroth over to Micah Kramer, left wing. Being guarded by Ellison. Now switch, now back to Ellison. Micah Kramer pops the three left wing, off the mark, and rebound brought in by Ernest Sanders. In transition into the far right corner, Ellison back to the far left corner to Jordan Rowland for three. No. Rebound brought in offensive board. Jalen Terry can't get that one to fall. And we have a whistle after the rebound. It will be against USA, their team's fifth. And it will go against, not quite sure yet. Number 21, Macklin Gettle, that's his first. In the corner from Beecher is a three. This one's no good. Put back, though, from number 11. Sanders is no good, but the offensive board comes into the hands of Idris Hardnett, and he gets the put back to fall. Three offensive boards on that, that play alone. Beecher with 12 rebounds. Five on offense, seven on defense. Hunter Bone in the far left corner. 23-16, they trail by seven. 5-0, 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Micah Kramer against Jordan Rowland. Gets a screen from Zach Fritz. Could have been a moving screen. He's at the high post. Now to Isaiah Williamson. Pops the three. Yes! Isaiah Williamson with six brings USA back within 4 points, 23-19. 30 seconds remain. The ball is in the hands of Beecher's Malik Ellison. Over to the right wing to Ernest Sanders. To the high post to Rowland, and it's scooped up by Isaiah Williamson. Hunter Bone in transition, and as he once goes up, Beecher is called with a block. This will go against Ernest Sanders, his first, and Hunter Bone is at the free throw line shooting two. They trail by 4 points to Beecher, 23-19. Bone can cut this down to one possession with at least one made free throw. Can cut it down to just a basket with both made. 18.9 seconds left in the first quarter. Bone taking his time. He certainly has a system, and he gets the first one to fall.
Now he needed that to go.
He struggled last week.
And normally he's into the 90% shooting range for free throws, and that dipped down to into the high 70s.
So out there right now for USA, Hunter Bone at the free throw line shooting his second shot. Micah Kramer, Macklin Gittle, Harrison Kramer, and Zach Fritz. Second free throw is good as the first. Hunter Bone 2 for 2. We have a 2-point ball game, 23-21. 15 seconds remain in the first 8 minutes of tonight's ball game. Malik Ellison taking his time, gets across the timeline. 10 seconds left. Over to Terry. Terry to the high post to Sanders, takes the jump shot, and this one falls. And there is the buzzer as Beecher leads by 4 points at the end of the first quarter. It's 25-21, Beecher over USA.
If you need new or additional grain storage or repairs or upgrades for your present grain storage and handling systems, contact DS Services of Cass City. DS Services is your primary source for farm or commercial grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment. Whether you need a minor repair or site design in a whole new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Storm or grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services, and they maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes, ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach. They're suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
After the first quarter, Flint Beecher leads by just 4 points, 25-21, over our hometown USA Patriots. Leading the way for the Patriots have been Mike Kemp with 7, Isaiah Williamson, Harrison Kramer each with 6, and Hunter Bone with 2. Isaiah Williamson on the bench with 2 fouls. Leading the way for the Bucks, that would be Malik Ellison with 8, Jordan Rowland at 7. Hunter Bone to the left wing, gets the first possession in the second quarter. Into Mike Kemp inside the lane, kicks it back out to Micah Kramer for 3, right wing, off the mark, and rebound brought in by Ellison. Beecher out rebounded at USA 12-8 in that first quarter. And on the other end, we have a transition bucket and a foul. And it looks like number 33 was going up. That'd be Jalen Terry. And he has 2 shots coming up. This will be the first foul against Hunter Bone. And USA 6 the rest of the way out. Beecher will be shooting at least 1 free throw. In that first quarter, they went 5 for 5 from the free throw line. USA went 4 for 5 as the first free throw from Terry is good. He has 5 points. 7:43 left in the second, 26-21. Flint Beecher by 5, trying to make it 6 when they do so. Jalen Terry, 2 for 2. 27-21, Beecher by 6, and the pass up court is intercepted, and here comes Beecher. Tyler Heckroth, though, saves it. Back into the hands of Beecher, and he is fouled on the way up. This will go against Macklin Gettle as he fouled Idris Hardnett.
And that one should be on the floor.
That'll be Macklin Gettle's second, but it is 1-1. So this puts number 13